listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everyone. Our passage today for March 28th is taken from Isaiah 52, verse 13 to 53, verse 12. This is the fourth of the servant songs, and it's a long passage, so I hope you can pull out your Bible and follow along with me. Behold, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. As many were astonished at him, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the sons of men. So shall he startle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told, them they shall see. For that which they have not heard, they shall understand. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When he makes himself an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. That was a long passage, and I hope you were able to follow that. It has one theme and one theme only. And the servant dies for us. The confidence that God expresses and prophesies about the suffering servant through Isaiah is incredible. He says, my servant shall act wisely, shall be lifted up and exalted. The acting wisely is that the servant shall bear the persecution that he is subjected to and the cross that is laid upon him. The wise thing that God says is that the servant shall not escape the cross, shall take on the sin of the world and die upon the cross. God attributes this suffering of the servant to wisdom. I am reminded of 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25, which says, what is wisdom in God's eyes is folly to the world. This folly is really expressed in Isaiah 52 and 53. No beauty, no majesty is seen in him by the world. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The Lord of the world already humbled himself by becoming man. But in his passion, he is humbled even more to the point of not even resembling a human being. Such humility cannot be fully understood, far less be emulated. We cannot say that we understand what Jesus experienced in his passion, but we can revere him for his humility in his passion. Another thing that stands out in this passage is he did not grumble or complain in his oppression. This was done in silence as his soul makes an offering for guilt. Not an offering for his guilt, but an offering for our guilt. This act of Jesus brings us, his children, his brothers, his sisters, to be accounted righteous. He has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. He was pierced for our transgression and crushed for our iniquity. Lastly, in verse 12, we see that he continues to make intercession for us, the transgressors. He bore the cross because of our sin and because of his love for us. He continues to make intercession for us. He is our greatest mediator, our greatest advocate. To the extent that we are able to grasp the depth of his love for us, let us love him in return. To the extent that we are able to understand his humility, let us worship him and follow in his footsteps of humility. Let us love our Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, mind, and strength because he loved us with his all. That is my encouragement as we meditate on this passage today. God bless our meditation.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.